Hello, Bea, and welcome to this new episode of Knowing Externis. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you very much also to you, Irene, for inviting me to this interview to share my testimony with all of you.
So let's start with a deep question, which is, Bea, who are you?
I am Bea. I am 35 years old. I was born in Plasencia. It's a little city in the north of Extremadura. There is a region in the south of Spain close to Portugal. And then I grew up between Plasencia and Malpica. That is a little village in the province of Toledo where I spent all of my summers. And when I was at high school, I had the opportunity to go to study English during the summer in England. And that changed my life because there I realized that I wanted to live abroad. So I keep it on my mind. Then I went to Madrid to study aerospace engineering. And for my last year, I did an Erasmus in the Netherlands, in Tudel. And the internship was going to be 6 months. And at the end, I stayed there 5 years. I work at different companies, different sectors, because I am really a curious person. And I always look in different things. And at that time, I had my boyfriend. And we decided that we wanted to change country and go somewhere else. And the plan was to go to France, but then there was some issues with the visa because my boyfriend is Mexican. So at the end, we finished here in Switzerland, and I got the fellow at CERN, and I started at CERN in 2016. At the beginning, before applying to CERN, I thought it was only a place for physicists, but then I had a friend and she told me, no, but at CERN, you can do many, many different things. So then I applied and I got a fellow and that was really, really nice. And I was working at CERN as a part of the polymer lab in the magnet section. And I was responsible to managing and executing a project that irradiated materials at low temperature to characterize them to be used in the superconducting magnet. And I was during 3 years there. It was really, really nice experience. And after that, I wanted to continue here in the region because I really like the nature. And I was searching for a job. And now just during the lockdown, I found a job as a quality engineer in a space company here close in Lyon.
Wow.
So that's it, more or less, my parkour.
So although you continue in this area, what do you miss the most from CERN?
From CERN, what I miss the most is the people, I think, because you have the opportunity to meet people from everywhere, people from different countries with different culture, with different languages, because even the way of thinking is different, and that is really interesting for me. But also it's true that CERN is unique in what he's doing, and it does a lot of different technological things and really complex also, and that is also really interesting, so you can learn a lot. And I miss a lot also the Finnet Club. I was really, really happy going every day at lunchtime to the gym, to the different lessons. The teachers were amazing. The people were really, really nice. And on Fridays that I went to Zumba with Rachel, that was the best because, you were dancing, you were singing, and it was like the good start of the weekend.
Yes. And all that happens at CERN.
Yes, all at the same time.
Now, I would like to know if at CERN, where did you find beauty?
I can find beauty at CERN because I find beauty in everything that a human can build by themselves, like create from an idea and then with the hands. Like, for example, in my section, the superconducting magnet, for me, was really beauty to see how they are and how they are produced. And also, like, when we visit the colliders in the tunnel, for me, this is beauty. But I mean, I see beauty everywhere also. So it's easy to be happy with the beauty around, let's say.
Okay, and although you are a woman of science, while you were working at CERN, mm-hmm. were you in contact with any humanities discipline? For instance, I don't know, reading philosophy or writing, playing an instrument?
Yes, well, I was reading a lot, but everything. I love reading, and especially I love reading in the public transport. And for me, it was perfect because I have to take the tram during 20 minutes. So I was reading every day. And another thing that I really like is I like playing theater. I asked at CERN, but at the moment I was there, there was not a theater group. But even they told me, but if you want, you can create one. But I was not so really energetic to do that. But I found it in Geneva at the Université Populaire, a theater group. First, I tried in French, but I was not good enough to do it improvisation in French. And then I found another one in English, and I enjoyed a lot. I really like it. I also paint a little bit, but not really a lot. I cannot say I paint.
So what does the CERN-y experience mean for you, professionally, but also personally?
Well, the CERN experience for me, I was lucky to have the opportunity to be in a unique place where I could learn a lot. I was responsible for my own project, and I collaborate with different countries. And for example, in my project, I had the opportunity to go to Japan to collaborate with people from there, and that made me grow a lot as professionally and personally. And I think, yeah, that your mind is open even huge than if you are in another place, because it's so big, it's a city, and there are many different things that you can learn. So that, I think, it's the best experience you can take. Like, not to be shy and try everything. And if you are curious in any idea or work in another department, just ask and talk with the people, because there are plenty of opportunities for everybody at CERN.
That thing that you've mentioned, it's related with the next question, which was, what advice would you give to someone like me who has just started working at CERN?
Well, exactly that, to try everything. But even in the professional aspect, like, exactly, there are many things that they are done at CERN, and then you can also, like, learn about more things because there are seminars, and I advise people to go to all the seminars because there are plenty of things. And also from the social point of view, I think CERN offers many, many activities, like the ski club, the fitness club, women in technology, the CERN alumni. For example, also one of my best things that happened at CERN was to be part of the women in technology mentoring program. Mm-hmm. And then I met my mentor, Isabel, that I love her. And now we are friends. I mean, it's not anymore the relation mentor-mentee. Now we are friends and we keep seeing each other, chatting. I mean, this was really good. I recommend to everyone.
So now let's move to the present, but for imagining the future. So, Bea, I would like to know, what are your dreams now?
My dreams now is to be like I am now, working in a place where I have plenty of things to do, there is a dynamic place, and also like my personal life is like in CERN, like I am happy. And for example, now here, I feel maybe even I am not in Spain and I miss my family, but I feel at home, like that.
And if you could imagine like a long-term future, if I ask you, what would you like to be when you grow up, what would you say?
Well, I don't know, because the thing is, like, life has shown me that even you can dream many things, but later there are other plans for you.
Yes.
So I go with the flow. And I mean, I have objectives. But for example, I have the objective that after CERN, I wanted to work here in the region. So, okay, I was persistent and looking for a job here, and even it was a bit difficult, and now with all the situation of the COVID, but I managed. So then I say, okay, achieve.
Yeah.
And now let's enjoy here. And then when I feel that something is missing, then I will look for another challenge. But I don't know. What I would like is like maybe to visit different countries, to live in different countries, and at the end get to be retired and enjoy, if I have a pension, to travel around the world and all these things.
Yeah, we'll see, we'll see.
Yeah, exactly. It's really far, so but month by month. Yeah.
So thank you very much, Bea. This was the interview. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed a lot.